Something shifts when you realize the universe isn't indifferent to your struggles. Gabrielle Bernstein discovered this at 16 during her first meditation, repeating the mantra, "So hum," and feeling an overwhelming sense of homecoming, a connection to something vast and loving beyond herself. Yet, like many of us, she forgot this truth, chasing validation through achievement and eventually spiraling into addiction. Her return to that original peace sparked a journey that would inspire millions, the recognition that we're never truly alone, that beneath every fear lies an invitation to trust something greater. In a culture obsessed with control, this message feels revolutionary. What if the answer to our anxiety isn't tighter grip, but open hands? We spend a lifetime seeking security in external things, relationships, accomplishments, bank accounts, while overlooking the profound power already residing within us. This isn't mystical abstraction, but lived experience. When we disconnect from universal love, we place all our faith in personal strength alone, which inevitably breeds insecurity and fear. It's exhausting to believe we must control every variable to feel safe. Consider Carla, trapped in a corporate job that was literally making her sick. Her health deteriorated as she white-knuckled her way through each day, convinced that letting go meant failure. When she finally surrendered her rigid plans and opened to spiritual guidance, synchronicities flooded in. A healing workshop appeared in her inbox, a supportive community materialized, and eventually, a career path aligned with her deepest values emerged. Nothing changed externally at first. Everything changed internally. This is the foundation. Our happiness doesn't rest on circumstances, but on alignment with the universe's loving vibration. A Course in Miracles teaches that separating from love means trusting only ourselves, a recipe for perpetual anxiety. When we realign with universal presence, we discover we're dancing with a partner who knows the steps. Your mind works like a projector. Load a reel labeled "I'm not good enough," and that's what plays across your life. Gabrielle felt like an outsider in high school, convinced others were judging her. This perception followed her into adulthood, creating unnecessary conflict. The stories we tell ourselves become self-fulfilling prophecies. The shift begins with awareness. Notice when you're viewing life through fear rather than love. Are you assuming the worst about others' intentions? When Gabrielle reframed being excluded as opportunities for deeper connections with those who truly resonated with her, everything transformed. Simple proclamations like, "I choose to see peace instead of this," redirect your focus. Choosing love over fear opens transformative paths that were always there, waiting for you to notice. A Course in Miracles teaches that perceptions aren't objective reality, but choices filtered through fear or love. Taking responsibility for your narrative means you're not a victim, but an active creator who can choose perspectives that foster love and possibility. The more your thoughts harmonize with love, the more the universe supports manifestation. Historical figures like Elie Wiesel and Gandhi exemplified this principle. Despite unimaginable hardships, they chose love over hatred, transforming their experiences and influencing millions. When Gabrielle shifted her body perception from fear to love, unexpected support arrived, demonstrating the universe's responsiveness to openness. Prayer initiates connection with inner wisdom, inviting love to replace fear. The holy instant, surrendering fears to the universe, creates miraculous perspective shifts almost immediately. These shifts welcome tangible positive changes through belief and alignment with universal love. You are the dreamer of your dream. When your mind is directed by love rather than fear, it truly can move mountains. Challenges aren't roadblocks. They're divine detours toward greater love. The universe offers guidance through difficulties, what Bernstein calls spiritual assignments masked as adversity. Every experience becomes an opportunity to learn through love or remain stuck in fear. These assignments persist until we face them courageously. Consider Lance, who repeatedly encountered professional situations where he felt inadequate, until he recognized this pattern reflecting his core fear. Only by acknowledging and working through it could he break the cycle. The healing journey begins by acknowledging deep emotions rather than projecting anger onto circumstances or others. Self-compassion is essential. Speak to yourself with the same love you'd offer a dear friend, making space for healing thoughts to replace self-criticism. This compassion dismantles fear and propels you toward light. Placing faith in the universe transforms difficult assignments into growth opportunities. After accepting your assignment and surrendering it to the universe, profound relief accompanies the release of past fears. Moving toward love over fear becomes increasingly natural, shifting your view of yourself and relationships into awe-inspiring lessons. The most challenging moments often contain the greatest potential for transformation when we see them as invitations rather than punishments. Some people effortlessly attract positive experiences, while others struggle. The difference lies in vibrational alignment. Our thoughts shape our energy, which influences what we experience. Projecting love and positivity invites mirrored energy, while negativity creates barriers. Meditation calibrates your energy by stripping away fear and inviting universal support. Jessica's story illustrates this. After attracting emotionally unavailable partners for years, she focused daily on, "I am ready for a loving, committed relationship." Within months, she met someone embodying these qualities. By replacing fears with positive affirmations, she aligned with supportive, universal energy. The Maharishi effect demonstrates this power. When communities meditate together with focused intentions, crime rates measurably decrease. Choosing joy, even in mundane moments, makes life unfold more vibrantly. Decisions become unburdened by anxiety as this joyous state enhances relationships and connects us to universal support. Synchronicities abound. Fortuitous signs and meaningful coincidences remind us we're never alone. Your energy ripples outward, shaping what you attract and experience. Bernstein discovered this principle while house hunting. Trapped in despair over the competitive market, she shifted to approaching the search with joy and playfulness. Almost immediately, she found a perfect countryside home with recurring symbolic owls confirming her alignment. Five steps reconnect you with this flow. Choose love over fear. Let feelings guide desires rather than external shoulds. Ask for confirming signs. Surrender without attachment. And welcome possibilities beyond what you imagine. Children approach creation with playfulness and presence energy that transforms adult pursuits from stressful striving to joyful unfolding. When stuck, ask, "How could I bring more fun to this process?" Chris Carr's cancer journey exemplifies this. She recognized her diagnosis as a spiritual opportunity that transformed her life's purpose. This approach requires surrendering the ego's need to control. The miracle mindset involves engaged surrender, not passive resignation, but active participation, staying alert to signs, following intuitive nudges, and taking inspired action when guided. The universe responds to lightness and joy with surprising speed, often delivering solutions more elegant than anything we could orchestrate through force alone. Ultimate freedom emerges from recognizing our interconnectedness and choosing love over judgment. Clearing judgment requires releasing fear, forgiving judgmental thoughts, and practicing meditation to recognize unity. Bernstein illustrates this through an airport experience where frustration transformed into compassion by invoking the holy instant, a conscious shift from fear to love. During training with Deepak Chopra, she realized that beyond superficial desires lies profound truth, oneness with the universe. Embracing humility means recognizing oneness with others and releasing egoistic pretenses. Yet, surrender requires action. Being an instrument for love requires active service in a fear-dominated world. This begins with courageously awakening spiritually and consciously engaging with darkness, staying aware of global issues while channeling discontent into gratitude and compassion. In challenging situations, identify whether fear or love compels your actions. Anger arises naturally, but isn't ultimate power. Return to love and lead from it, deepening spiritual activism through prayers and compassionate actions. Oprah Winfrey's story exemplifies responding to an undeniable calling. Her service transformed millions. Personal healing leads to broader change, inviting each person to embody love as a catalyst for transformation. Ultimate freedom comes from surrendering personal control while actively serving with love. When you've tried controlling everything and still feel unfulfilled, perhaps it's time to stop managing and start trusting.